我是张贤君，是移民资讯话你知的嘉宾主持。在今个节目里面，我不是讲移民的资讯，而是介绍考取优等成绩秘笈这本书和这本书的作者 Madhusud 博士。首先很荣幸邀请到 Madhusud 博士是出席这个节目，介绍他的个人成就和所写的一本书考取优等成绩秘笈。Hi, Matt, would you like to say hello to the audience and introduce yourself?
Sure. First of all, I'm thrilled to be here. My name is Mark Dassault, and I'm an award-winning author, and I've also won sales and marketing awards. As a successful entrepreneur, I've worked in a variety of industries, and I'm really excited to be here because I believe that students are the future of society, and I do everything that I can to help them get better grades with the least amount of effort.
Mark 是一位得奖的作者，曾经获得几个市场营销奖项。他是一位成功的创业家和企业管理人。作为一个很多成功企业的创办人， Mark 在多个行业和多个地区都有丰富的营商经验。他的地区是包括有南美洲、欧洲、澳洲和亚太地区。Mark, I got some questions for you.
Sure.
Yep. 为什么你会写考取优等成绩秘笈这本书呢？ Mark, why did you write this book, Mark?
Well, first of all, I believe in the value of an education, and most schools don't teach students how to learn. So I do this for philanthropic reasons, and I'm financially independent, but I believe that I want to help students because they are the future of society. So I want to try to do whatever I can to help.
Yep. Mark 的答案是，我相信教育的价值，而学校呢，是没有教学生怎样去学习。我写这本书呢，的目的呢，是为了做善事。我是一位经济独立的人。我想帮助学生教他们怎样去学习，因为他们是社会的未来。是什么令你有资格可以教学生怎样去学习？ Why are you qualified to teach this?
Well, first of all, I have 5 university degrees. First one is in engineering, in business, in e-commerce, law, and also taxation. I've used these strategies that are quite simple to get top grades a lot faster and with a lot less effort.
Mark 的答案是，我有五个大学的学位，包括工程、商业、电子商务、法律和税务。在学习的过程中，我都运用了这些简单的学习策略，更快、更省精力去取得优异的成绩。你这本书有什么特别的好处呢？ What's special about your book, Mark?
The strategies that I teach in my book, they're simple and easy for any student from grade school to university to use.Plus, they're focused on how you learn specifically, so each person learns exactly how they learn.
These 学习的策略呢都很简单的啫。咁对于从小学到大学的学生呢都很容易学习。咁而且呢，呢啲策略呢系着重教学生点样具体去学习。咁系乜嘢意思呢？ What does that mean?
What that means is that we each have a learning style and have ways that we individually learn and study best. So I teach students to learn how to do that for themselves so they can learn to do that best for them.
我们每个人都有自己的学习方式和方法来帮自己取得最好的成绩。我教学生怎样去为自己寻求最好的学习方法。学习这些技巧需要多少时间呢？ How long do the strategy take to learn?
That's a very popular question, Anita. Yeah. A lot of people ask that, and it takes less than 2 hours for a student to read the book.And then it's just a process that only takes a few minutes each time the student sits down to study. So there isn't more things to learn. It's just a question of doing them.
Yep. Mark 的答案就是，学生只需要花不到两个小时的时间是来读这本书。然后每次学生坐下学习的时间是只需要用几分钟的时间来掌握这些技巧。这些策略是不是对所有学生都适用的呢？ Do the strategies work for all students?
Yes, Anita, they work for all kinds of students from grade school to high school to college, university, and from math, science, engineering, law, history, business, even the arts, and someone who actually got a certificate in welding.
Mark 的答案是的，从小学到大学的学生呢，从数学、科学、工程到法律、历史和商业，甚至是文学和电学的学生都适用的。你想解释哪一件事实来说服我们相信这些策略是有效的呢？If there was one thing you could explain to convince a listener that your strategies work, what would it be?
That's a very good question, but actually there are two. The first reason is that students with the best grades are not the smartest in the class. They're actually the ones who know how and what to study. And the second reason is that the amount of time that you study has nothing to do with your grades. You actually get graded on performance, not the effort you put into studying. So if you can study, with less effort and still get the best grades. That's the best way to do it, and that's what I teach in my book.
其實有兩件事可以解釋的。第一,成績最好的學生並不是最聰明的學生。他們知道怎樣去學習和要學什麼的學生。第二,學生花多少時間去學習和去所取得的成績是無關的。而成績是根據學生的表現,而不是根據學生要花多少精力。Mark,有什麼你想補充的呢? Is there anything else you want to add, Mark?
Yes, first of all, I'd like to say it's been an honor and a privilege to be here on the radio with you, Anita.
Yeah.
And also say that one of the things that makes this book unique is that it's been translated into four languages. It's in English, French, Romanian, and now in Chinese. It's been sold to thousands of students around the world from more than 29 countries, which proves that the strategies are both universal and that they work for anybody who applies them. Yeah. So I'm thrilled to be able to offer this to the Chinese community.
Mark
So first of all, Anita, thank you very much for having me here. And what I thought I would do is just give you a few more distinctions about why these strategies are so powerful. And I think the question that you were asking me off air was, why are these powerful and why are they so easy to apply? And the answer to that question is because every single person has a way of learning.
Yeah.
And I teach those people, or I teach each person how to learn. That means that you as an individual figure out the best way for you to study. And I'll give you an example. For example, I don't like to get up early in the morning, but I can study and concentrate very well late at night. So if you learn that you're better in the morning, then by learning that you're better in the morning, you'll stop trying to do something that requires focus and concentration and memory late at night.
Mm.
Whereas for me, once I know that I'm better at night, what I'll do is I'll do tasks in the morning that might not require as much concentration and focus, and then I'll actually do that at night. What a lot of students don't realize is they actually study in waves. In other words, that there are better periods during the day to get the best out of their time.
Yep.
And what happens is they just come back from school or they work late at night, not realizing that maybe the best thing for them is to actually get a good night's sleep and wake up early in the morning. Or to actually take time during their lunchtime when they're actually in the middle of the day to just get in 15, 20 minutes of something that requires their full attention. So that's just one of the simple examples that really makes a big difference for a lot of people.
So what is the best time you consider is really good for student study?
It depends on each person. So it's not just late at night. It's not just in the morning. It just really depends on every single individual. But let me give you another strategy, and it's called mind mapping.
Yep.
And mind mapping is basically being very illustrative, very graphic about the notes that you take. So it's not just writing the things in words, but to actually use icons and graphs and charts and colors. And I tell everybody that if you're a really good student, what you use are different color pens, different thicknesses, different kinds of markers. Because what happens is if you do something in red or in green and in blue, when you get to the exam, you'll remember that it was green, red, or blue. So it helps you to be able to remember. So if you have science and biology and history, one of the things you want to do is you want to use different highlighters so that visually you can see the difference between, let's say, dates, times, and maybe names of places or of people. So by being able to do these little things and all of these strategies that I teach are very, very simple. And the reason they're simple is so that anybody from grade school, high school, or university can apply them. But they're also very simple because they work. And they work because we're human beings. And the way we learn is to be able to have a link between what we see, what we write, so what we physically do so that we have that touch and feel. And then that comes into our neural associations in our brain so that we can then recall it later when we actually have an exam.
Yeah, I totally agree with what you say. Yeah, because myself, when I do the studies, and I also like to use the highlight pen to highlight what are the most important points, and then I will drop the notes, and then make a after reading the whole book, and I will make a summary.
Absolutely.
Of the important points in the book, and then I make a mind map. Mind map is actually a summary.
Yes.
And then I will read the summary. I can get the whole picture then, and easy to remember too. So that's why I read your book and I find the points very useful. Yes, the techniques in the book is also the one that I'm using.
One of the things that I wanted to make sure is that the book remains very, very simple.
Yep.
So that it's accessible to everyone. If it was a 500 to 1,000 page book, most people look at it, put it on the bookshelf and never read it.
Yep.
What's disarming about what I actually do is it's so simple that anybody can do it. And a lot of people ask, you know, does it take time to learn the strategies? And the answer is no. Once you've actually read the first couple of chapters, and that could take anywhere between 10 to 30 minutes, you're ready to start to learn. Once you know how you learn, what happens is you learn more and more small distinctions about how you can best do that. For example, if you want to remember something in your auditory, just by reading it out loud, you're going to remember more than if you just say it to yourself in your head.
Yep.
Of course, that sounds ridiculous if someone's in the next room, but then again, the difference between getting a very high mark, getting an A, and not, might just be literally saying that to yourself. For other people, it's visual. But I'll give you another example. Yep. In university, a lot of students that I used to study with would never read the book before class. They said, look, I'll go to class, I'll figure out what the teacher's teaching, and then I'll read whatever it is I have to read. What I would do is the exact opposite. I would read everything before class. Then the teacher would present. If I had any questions, I'd put up my hand, get the answers to those questions, and then the only thing I would ever go back to the textbook is anything that I might not have understood.
Yeah.
So what happens now is when I get to the exam, I actually don't have to study. All I have to do is just do a review, do a summary, look at my notes, and look at my mind maps, and there's a lot less stress for the exam. I can now focus on the exam rather than learning it in the first place. So I've learned it three times. I've learned it because I've read it, I've listened to the professor, and then I've done a review. So you'd have to admit that once you've done something three times, you're going to remember it more easily, and you're going to remember it for a lot longer.
I think, yeah, I agree. I totally agree because when I do the study in university or after postgraduate studies, I will peruse all the study before I attend the seminar. I find it's much helpful. So when the lecturer or the person who presents the seminar read the books or read the content, I easily understand what they mention, and also I can raise the question myself, and also when the lecturer or the presenter read all the other information, I can get the answers from the delivery.
Exactly, and that gives me the last idea that I wanted to share with you is to succeed in school, the difference between what school is and the rest of life is that school actually holds you accountable.
Yeah.
And the only way they hold you accountable is to give you exams and term papers. So term papers is one discussion, but for exams, everybody understands that you have to sit there for 1 hour, 2 hours, or 3 hours, and in some cases longer, but let's say a three-hour exam, and you have to be able to recall all of the information that you've been taught throughout the whole year or through the whole semester. But here's the thing. If you actually started working on the first day of class to answer all of the questions that you thought were going to be on the final exam, and you have a 13 or 15-week semester, you have 15 weeks to get it perfect. The problem is people wait till the day before, and then they try to learn it all in the last 24 hours. But if you have a different approach that I teach in my book, you literally have 15 weeks to get it right.
Yep.
So you'd have to admit that anybody with half a brain would be able to do that. And that's the thing that I mention to people is it's not the smartest students in the class that get the best grades. It's the people who have the best strategies. So if you're a little frustrated because you're a student and haven't gotten the best grades, it's not because you're not capable. It's just because you just need a little bit of assistance, some tips and strategies that work, and give yourself a lot more time than most people. And in most cases, you have weeks. If you don't have days, you have at least weeks to be able to do this. But even with days, you have a couple of days to prepare for an exam. With these strategies, you read the book for an hour, and then you get the confidence to be able to do the right things in the right way. Yep. And it's all about like a recipe, is you want to be able to mix the ingredients, then cook them, not try to cook them and then mix the ingredients.
Yes.
So by doing things in the proper sequence, you'll definitely get better grades with a lot less effort and time.
So that's why this book gives a very good system of how to learn and also can get the best results with the least amount of effort.
Yep.